And this time on Culture File, playing with the first team. If it wasn't for the violin, David Tobin might be playing regular League One football by now. Instead, with the support of his mother, Shirin, he's just completed a summer on the road with a who's who of the contemporary concert hall. David is back in Dublin for a home fixture at the NCH next week, staying and rehearsing at the family home, where Culture File's Áine Gallagher went for a visit.
I think the turning point for David was, you know, the National Youth Orchestra, once he joined that, and he said, it's either violin or football, you know. So everything else was out of the way, you know.
Yeah, because you mentioned you were playing for Ireland, was it?
Yeah.
When you were...
Under 15s, under 16s, I was playing for the Irish National Youth Team. But I was better at violin than football.
My name is Shirin Gudarzi Tobin. I'm from Tehran, Iran. I'm a pianist. I came here in 1985, and since then I've been teaching in what it used to be called the College of Music and then the DIT, and now it's called TU Dublin. I came here via Vienna. I actually studied in Vienna, Austria for 12 years. David got a contract to go to Doncaster, you know, for 2 years.
I had this two-year youth scholarship to go to Doncaster Rovers.
And he really wanted to go. I was really worried, not so much because of music, but I thought after 2 years he has to go back again to school, fifth year, and it would be very depressive for him. So I was very much against it, and David said to me, of course, you only want me to be a violinist. And I said, well, the violin, you will have it forever, you know. But if it's in school, when you fall back, it's very hard to get the, you know, momentum back there.
Yeah, and I always preferred music. I can live without football, but I can't live without the violin.
It's almost a second job having a child who's so involved in classical music. Has that eased off now a bit? Less travelling, less ferrying around?
Much more so, but like still, you know, I think David needs a lot of support, you know, so you're there, you know, more psychological support than before.
My name is David Tobin. I'm a violinist from Sutton in Dublin, and I'm studying in Cologne in Germany, my master's degree. And I'm playing in the National Concert Hall next Wednesday in the Great Romantics concert.
So I guess the title is a bit of a giveaway to the programme.
Exactly. We have pieces from the best romantic composers. Well, not the best, some of the best romantic composers. Brahms, Mendelssohn, Elgar and Schumann. I love all music. I played Beethoven and Schubert symphonies last month with Daniel Barenboim in his West Eastern Divan Orchestra. We had concerts in Buenos Aires, in Argentina. That's where Barenboim is from. And we played in BBC Proms. It was my first time, actually, with Marta Agrich playing Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto. And then we also played in Salzburg Festival, in Lucerne Festival, and also in the Waldbühne in Berlin, which is an outdoor arena, and there was 20,000 people there. That was definitely a different experience for me.
So that orchestra was set up originally, I think, with the intention of it being a one-off workshop to bridge the socio-political gap between Israel and Palestine. So does it still have that feeling of being something that musical coexistence is happening in?
For sure. So just to explain, I mean, I'm getting into West Eastern Divan based on my Persian roots. I also play a lot with European Union Youth Orchestra, and I'm eligible for that because of my Irishness. So these are the two main orchestras I'm playing with also John Wilson Orchestra. I would say that playing in West Eastern Divan is it's really a special place to play. I mean, you have Palestinians, Israelis, Jordanians, Syrians from all across the Arab world, North Africa and Iran, and just people hearing each other's opinions. Of course, all these people are getting completely different information on what is right and what is wrong, from Israeli news to Iranian news. I can imagine that you're not hearing the same story when something happens. It's very easy to find out exactly what people are thinking, what their perspective is, what they want. I've met Israelis that agree with me on many things. And also I've met Israelis that don't agree with me on anything. I've met Palestinians that are very much in agreement with me, and some that are also not totally in agreement with me. So it's just a whole range of different opinions as to what's the best way to go forward. But anyway, at least this conversation is happening. That's usually the beginning of some sort of solution. So it's great to be in the one place playing music together. I mean, we were playing Schubert Symphony, Unfinished Symphony. I mean, everyone pulling together is very special. In BBC Proms especially, the audience is so... The English audience is almost as good as the Irish audience, and they're very enthusiastic. So I was very privileged to be there with them. I love bringing music to the stage, which not everyone knows, but that everyone will like, or will be accessible to everyone, whether they are avid classical music fans or they never go to the National Concert Hall to concerts or never listen to Lyric FM. This is also a passion of mine, to bring music, classical music, to people that wouldn't otherwise hear it, because I know how great classical music is and how that can affect people's lives.
David Tobin there ending that report, and you can hear David and friends in that Great Romantics concert at the NCH Dublin next Wednesday, 18th of September.